Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest
in the building.
That's right, a man that Kiki Palmer said he'd marry.
She was married. Yes.
Lil Durk is here.
Lil Durk be putting it down.
Of course.
That's how you going to start it like that? Yee? Damn, sound like you got experience.
you said like you know it. Look like.
What? That's
what
is wrong with y'all? Kiki Palmer said it.
Right.
And then I saw the Dej Loaf Hearts exchange, so I'm sure that's something too.
They just cool. I just interact with females. That's all.
I just interact with the females.
I didn't know you were such a heartthrob. Like one of our interns out there, she got her hair done.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came on early.
She took out her braids.
She's like, Durk is my crush. I didn't know.
Actually, a couple of our interns were talking about.
There she go, right there.
No, don't
put her on blast.
That
she's embarrassed.
There she go.
She about to walk in. Hey, girl.
Hey, there she go.
Oh, she don't even
Who your crush
no
is? Come here. Who your crush is? Who you say your crush was? Put her on the camera, Jane. Who your crush is?
Little
girl.
Why you doing like
That's
that?
That's so embarrassing.
So what is a picture?
Hey, you gotta have him in town. Right?
Man.
I'm out right now. Congratulations.
Appreciate that, man.
Def Jam, it's been a long time, man, for this album.
People
been waiting for it.
3 years.
Why so long?
It was me, though. It wasn't Def Jam, I'm saying. It was me going to jail and all that. So. Mm-hmm. I was setting back myself.
Mm-hmm. And so you're not signed to Coke Boys? You just...
That's my brother. I'm saying we just affiliated, OTF Coke Boys.
Fresh don't get no money off the situation.
Nah.
No, I thought you were signed to him. I didn't know.
And that's my boy, though.
Or maybe I'm tripping. Ain't you like the only drill artist from Chicago that actually got an album out other than Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was Reese. It was a few of them at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
I don't know. Everybody ain't working right now.
How's it feel, man?
Feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely being outstanding in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all in the industry behind us.
Do y'all still speak to everybody that's in Chicago that y'all came up with?
Yeah.
Y'all still cool? Because I know one time it was y'all was beefing or there was rumor that you guys were beefing.
Who?
You and Chief and all them.
That was light, man. That wasn't nothing.
So y'all been squashed that
yeah,
out?
Yeah, we been squashed.
Now I heard I saw you said that you guys got on FaceTime and hashed everything out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of have to see each other in order to...
Yeah, it was we was in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We was politicking. It was just a lot of BS going on before, like a lot of threats.
Mm-hmm.
So we was like, all right, man, we got to FaceTime this one. You know what I'm saying? But we squashed it. It wasn't nothing, though.
It was mostly just on Twitter, like guys were...
Yeah. That's all.
Right.
Twitter, Instagram.
So what was that conversation like? What did y'all say? In three hours? That's a long just time to talk. Three hours.
I was saying, we just squashed it. You know what I'm saying? I was saying, we from the same hood, so...
Mm-hmm.
We just talking about different things, too, but that's bro, so it's on.
So when y'all squash it, how fast does it go across the wire to let everybody else know, like, yo, it ain't no issues between them?
Because so crews
yeah,
might not
yeah,
know that
crews
squash.
Might shoot nah, each other.
All you got to do is make a tweet or something. They gonna know.
Yeah, no, that's that simple.
Yeah, and they just call them like, you sure?
Mm. Charlamagne was doing this whole thing about stay out the hood, stay out of your hood.
You're
from Englewood.
Yeah.
So how frequently do you go back? Do you feel like you got to stay away from Englewood?
Man, listen, you ain't got to go to the only people who say they got to go to the hood on interviews or anything is the people that never been.
Thank you for telling the truth, Lil Durk. That's all I be trying. It's like if you been in the hood and you played in the hood, you know what it is.
Right, so ain't nobody finna. Oh, you only gonna find a couple motherfuckers come up here like, yeah, man, we from the block, boy. You don't wanna. I'm saying, oh, we know what's up already.
Absolutely.
You know, that's interesting to hear somebody that's 22 and from Chicago say that. I even read in the Chicago Tribune, you said you didn't wanna raise your kids in Chicago because of the violence.
Hell no. Nah.
Self-explanatory, but explain a little more.
No, I'm saying, because kids in Chicago, like, just recently, a four year old got shot in the head, right? She was four. She got shot in the head. She survived, but come on, she 4 years old and she shot in the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that because I think we had a rapper or somebody up here before and it was like, nah, I go back to the hood all the time. I'm like, for what?
Pull
them out.
Oh, it's Prodigy.
Oh, Prodigy. Yeah. I was like, pull them out the hood. You know what I mean? Like,
get out, give back, try to make the hood a better place.
There you go.
But just standing on the corner all day for what?
It's all still love, man. Long as they know what I'm doing, I ain't got to be there every day to show my face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, I read you want Remember My Name to be a healing force in your community. How you plan for that to happen?
Just definitely for just everybody rocking with the music. I'm saying everybody know where I came from and the struggle coming up. So even if the whole album,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying they gonna rock with it just like they's rocking with the mixtapes.
You think people can relate to you more because you did go to jail for weapons possession charges and you really been through a lot of stuff that you can talk about. So people are like, okay, we get it, we can relate to him.
Yeah, I'm not sure because I went to jail just because.
I'm saying, but you've been through a lot of things.
Oh, yeah,
like, some people talk about it. They don't really, never really live that life.
Yeah, we've been through a lot, so I know they definitely can relate.
Mm-hmm.
How do you move? Do you move any differently? Because, you know, when I used to see you in New York, you a guy that sprint. Like, you run everywhere. You move around. You go everywhere.
That's that young energy, man. He's 22.
But, you know, he was real cool with Chinks. That was your guy. And he got killed, and your manager got killed. Does that make
Chino
you move?
Chino Dollar, rest in peace.
Yeah, does that make you move any differently or watch the way you move?
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it was just eye-opening that we should have been moving the right way anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We were just running with our heads cut off, excited because the fame and, you know what I'm saying, the money and the bitches. So we just like, and we making mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So when stuff happened to Chino, I'm like, all right, we got to learn from this mistake. We got to watch out what we doing. Mm-hmm. So we was thinking it's cool. Like, we just thinking, like, that's only in Chicago. Then the thing happened with Chinks. So it's like, all right, now we got to really pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Chino one of the guys telling you, get out Chicago?
Yeah.
Stay out? But he got killed in Chicago, right?
Yeah. He wasn't hanging out or nothing like that. It was just a quick stop, you know what I'm saying? It was like that.
Yeah. Are you numb to the death at this point? Because you see it happen all the time in Chicago. So when it happens now, when you're on, are you numb to it or does it still have the same effect?
It got the same effect. It's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it'd be like, it happened every day so much, you'd be like, damn, all right. You'll get called every day, like, what's name is that? You're like, damn.
Like,
you
know what I'm saying? I was just with him a week ago.
Right, nothing funny. You'll be like, damn, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But if shit happened so much to us in Chicago, it's like, all right, this ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? But when it hit like Chino and Chinks and Nooski, it'd be like, all right, that hurt bad.
You're getting close to home.
Yeah, you're getting close to home. So we definitely moving different now than we should have been there.
You've also spoken a lot about your kids and wanting to make sure that they grow up differently and that you're there as a father.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your relationship like with your father?
My father's been in jail 22 years. Mm-hmm.
Since you was 7 months old already.
Yeah, 7 months. But I rock with him, you know what I'm saying? Every day talk to him on the phone. I'm saying I was going to visit him. Mm-hmm. He had a big name in the street, so it's like he was here.
So what, he got life with him?
Yeah, he had life. You know what I'm saying? They passed that new rule in Chicago, that new law. So he'll be home in a couple of years, like mm-hmm. three.
What are you locked up for, if you don't mind saying?
Drugs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ain't even catch him on drugs. They locked him up because he ain't snitch on Larry Hoover.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
So he is going to get home, and that just happened recently. You found that out.
Yeah.
So what's your plans now when your dad comes home? You're going to take him on vacation?
I'm taking his dad because
he's everywhere.
He used the track phones. I got to get him on point with iPhones, all type of shit. I get him on point.
How did not having a father in the house affect you growing up? Because it's like your mom and like two sisters, right?
Yeah, and I got a big brother, and I'm saying, also my manager's here. Mm-hmm. It was f***ing me up, but you know what I'm saying? He played the daddy role to me, you know what I'm saying, my big brother. So I know how I feel. So that's why I be on point with my kids on everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised with your success? We went to the club in our Jersey. and they knew every word from the mixtapes to the album to songs I've never heard before. And I seen it in your eyes like, damn, these they really know.
Yeah. See, it's a different one. They just rocking with you and know all your words. But that was turned up in that club too.
Mm-hmm. And you credit social media, MySpace, with breaking you as an artist, right?
Yeah.
MySpace?
Yeah, everybody, man, back then, you used anything to get on, bro. Tagged, all that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, we was doing the groundwork, so all that counted.
You still do the groundwork? You still on your Instagram? You still on all that yourself?
Yeah. It'd be 50-50. Mm-hmm. I'd be on it half of the time. Half of the time, I don't even know what's going to be on my page.
That's interesting, because, you know, you got a lot of older radio personalities and DJs and program directors. They still don't believe in the internet, you know. They think the internet's not real life. They think if it's popping on the internet, it's not popping nowhere else, and it don't.
Well,
but you got to think about it. Everybody don't listen to radio. I'm saying everybody ain't got no Instagram.
Right.
So you got to do what you got to do.
Instagram isn't real life, though. I will say that.
A lot of people really think.
They follow and they think it's real life, though.
Man, that's for real. I just seen motherfucker with filters I ain't never seen before in my life.
Like, how many people you done met on Instagram and then seen them in real life and been like, that's supposed to be you?
Yeah, a couple.
I'm just talking music-wise, though. If a song got 5 million plays on SoundCloud, 9 times out of 10 is probably a hot record.
Absolutely.
And people are probably rocking with it.
Now, with the girls that love you so much, what's the craziest thing a female fan has done?
She sent the email. Hey, what did that email say?
What, I'm going to suck you from the back?
What?
Charlamagne.
What
did it say?
It's inappropriate for you to say that to another man.
I said, what? I mean, I catch a motherfucker you know, to the back. I beat him up. Yeah, like, you big gay, man. Hey, now, what the email? Come here.
All right, let him find an email.
Yeah, she said some crazy ass in the email, like.
Like scary crazy or
yeah, scary,
like
crazy,
it turns
like,
you on crazy?
What she saying? She was saying like she could be Beyonce. So
Beyonce?
She sing like Beyonce. She f*** like somebody else. And was a whole bunch of crazy.
She's supposed to say that one. That's supposed to be in the favorites, bro.
Man, nah, I don't even want to bring it up. I think she'll kill herself or something.
Was she cute?
She told you that was her.
He said, I don't know.
I stay away from that type.
Well, how does somebody get your attention if they want to on social media? Like, what would get your attention?
I don't really pay attention. I don't internet date. You can hit up my DJ.
You said, your DJ?
You can hit up everybody.
I believe him, too.
And City, you can hit them up. They gone.
Now, when Kiki was here, she said you be writing poems and praying with her on the phone.
Man, she
Charlie, man, she did not say all that.
Nah.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get these poems. Now, especially somebody like Kiki.
Nah, okay? This mother saw some poems. Hell nah. Nah, she used to pray for me on the phone for real, though. Mm-hmm. FaceTime.
She said you used to pray with her, quote Maya Angelou, all kind of stuff.
She lying.
That was into Charlamagne. He exactly did. But that's nice to know. Like, apparently, y'all do have a very special relationship, and that's great.
Yeah, she honest. She cool. I rock with her on it.
I bet your baby mamas don't like her, though.
Yeah. My baby mamas? Oh, they don't give a fuck. They like who they like. They like who they don't like.
So you and Tiger good now?
Yeah, he cool.
Cool. Keep it positive.
Yeah, he cool. I ain't trying to, you know. I ain't the troublemaker no more. I'm cooling.
Y'all had beef over. I guess you said a rhyme about Black China.
Yeah.
And he caught feelings about that. Mm-hmm. Imagine you rap about Kylie. What'll happen?
That's a whole level, huh?
You in game good now?
Yeah, we good.
They squashed all your beef. We go with everybody.
Like, album's out today.
Album's out today.
Yeah, we go with everybody. I'm, no.
That was interesting, though.
They got to give it up to me. No, I ain't the troublemaker no more.
Mm-hmm. You look like
you used to be on the motherfucking ass.
When you approached him in the club, you look like a troublemaker. You approached game in the club in L.A.
That's my homie now, man. You cool.
You also don't drink or smoke or anything, which is interesting. How did you manage to stay away from that? Because it's hard, like, when you're in this business and you're out and about and everybody's always offering you stuff.
I ain't never did that. I always like to be on my square. Mm-hmm. I can't be high and drunk in Chicago. Being who I am, I definitely got to be on my square because no time for no slip-ups and shit like that.
What do you think can make Chicago better, man? Like right now, immediately.
Because if everybody, they got voices, put their head together, but nobody can put their practices out. Mm.
That's good, though, because you are leading by example. Like, all the issues that you've had, you've squashed that and you know, done songs with Chief Keef. That does really show people. You
Not necessarily him.
Hmm?
Not necessarily him. Like,
I mean,
the beef ain't, I mean, the
that's a good example, though. That sets a good example for other people.
Oh, yeah, of course. But if everybody just get their head together and talk, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, show their group of who they hang with, like, mm-hmm. We finna chill. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That'll make it better.
So what changed you? What was the turning point?
Kids.
Mm-hmm. You were 17 when you had your first son?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave you something to live for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I was in jail. We was out there wild as hell. Mm-hmm. Then I had my son when I was in jail. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hell no, I can't do that no more.
Mm-hmm. And that changed you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you said you want to move to L.A.?
I'm gone.
By L.A. of all places.
I'm gone.
Huh?
By L.A. of all places.
It's different. Mm-hmm. I rock with it high. It's different.
You like the weather?
Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. I know my kids going to like that. Mm-hmm.
I'm out right now.
Do you feel like they're very supportive of you in Chicago? Because I know sometimes where you're from.
Like he a drug dealer. Like he on stand.
Like, yeah, he like, I ain't going to say too much.
Nope. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, we. Not really, man. This is crazy as hell, bro. You threw me.
You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like
I forgot the question.
Do you feel like in Chicago they're really supportive of you? I know sometimes where you're from. It can feel like, okay.
Oh, no, that's everywhere. Everybody mm-hmm. gonna hate and everybody gonna like you. So, but Chicago rock with me 100%. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You got some people don't like me, you got some people like me.
Do you want your mom still live in Chicago?
No.
No. Okay, you like, she got up out of there?
Yeah, yeah, she gone.
Now, I remember, didn't you and Charlamagne have something a long time ago?
What, y'all had beef?
Me and Dirk?
Didn't you say you wasn't coming to Chicago? You scared of Chicago because something Dirk invited you or something?
Oh. No, it wasn't Dirk, but I'm definitely scared of Chicago. I don't see the problem. I don't want to be in Chicago. Why would I want to be there and I'm not from there?
Hell
I know how they get down.
I guess not. I guess he was right.
Hey, only be the mother motherfuckers who ain't never been like, yeah, I go.
Like Angelina.
Yeah, so
I've been to Englewood.
And they never come back.
No, that's, but I will say this. I think
you've
it
been
was
in Englewood.
Good, yeah, I was in the park.
What,
the
Derrick
Rose. What did you get when you was there?
I remember you told me. That was a long time
ago. Yeah, it was a while ago. I was with Spenzo.
Gunshots.
Okay. See? But I will say this. I do think sometimes it's nice, like, for kids to see you and be like, okay, this, you know, is very aspirational. Like, if they see you come to where they're at and, you know, on a positive note, it could be a good thing. It could change somebody's life.
Yeah, before I go step anywhere, we got to holler at them voices again.
Right. Maybe not you, you know, because you're from there, but I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I just knew where
That's
we was going.
Yeah. you got to get out and give back.
But Chicago is a beautiful city. Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, I've been, like, Chicago. Usually when I go there, I stay, you know, with the
W. That's every city. So yeah. Once you touch it down, you downtown where it's pretty at.
Right. They got great shopping and great
once
restaurants.
Once you pass downtown, you got all the hood.
The email,
What?
The email behind you.
Let me see.
I like to hear about these freaky hoes.
Wow. I love you. I really do. Okay. She's been trying. I sing. Oh, she wants to be the next Beyonce, Giselle Knowles. I sing like her, Nicki, Mariah, Aaliyah, anybody. I rap on everything better than Nicki Minaj. Every time I write her remix, it's always better than hers. I write songs like, again, everybody other than Lil Wayne. I have 2 art scholarships. I dance just like Beyonce. I'm athletic. I beat all the boys in my grade in a race. So as you can see, I'm talented.
How old is she?
She's a race.
She did everything.
Sounds like she's 15.
Oh, my God. What is this?
What is it? Naked picture?
Okay, you might have to respond to her because she wants to die, she said, and she's suicidal. All
right, now that's enough. See, now you went too far.
Nah, yeah, she's just trying. She's trying extra hard to get some.
She said she hasn't had sex in a year. She's not a hoe. She hasn't given head in 2 years. Hell she said, no. I have 13 bodies and I'm very ashamed. Like, on God, I wish I would have waited. I'm currently celibate, which means that I'm not going to have sex till I find the right person. And to be honest, that person is you.
Oh, damn, dirt.
And only you.
Yeah, 13 bodies. Come on.
Could die. You gotta give her,
she said, on God and on her daughter, she needs to be with him. But on the positive side, she wants to build forests and greenhouses in Africa. Which,
right. Right, she.
Yeah, you might want to act like you ain't never got that.
Too late now.
It's my first time hearing that. But she said 13 bodies.
Jeez. Well, you so got way more than 13 bodies. Let's not have a double standard, you know.
For me?
Yeah.
It's different with your boy.
You ain't finna be
no girl tomorrow. You want to go with me? Then you talk. You got 20 bodies. How you gonna match my? That's over with.
Now, at least she was honest.
She was honest. Now Hip Hop DX, you said French gave you advice about dealing with death. He told you keep your expectations low. What's that mean?
Oh, he just be saying like just stay away from all the negativity, you know what I'm saying? And what y'all say, he said you ain't really gotta go to no block, you know what I'm saying?
Where?
Then when this happened to Chinks, you know what I'm saying, he was hurt. You know what I'm saying, he wasn't asking the phone for a minute, you know what I'm saying? He had finally called me, like, man, he hurt. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting on another phone call when he good, man.
Hey, well, we appreciate you joining us.
Remember my name.
Today, man, it's a movie.
All right, well, Lil Durk, remember my name in stores right now. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.